Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and Transnation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hey, hey, it's 12:30 and you're in the zone, the home zone, with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Tuesday, the 12th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And with me, as always, is my co-host, Diane. Diane, how are
Hello,
you?
Hello, I'm good. This isn't what August looks like, okay?
I'm telling you. Oh, look, it is starting. I can see through the WHTC studio windows. The rain has started here in Holland.
Yes,
so, yeah, here we go.
Yeah, there's the radar. We still got a little more coming on, but I think it'll be gone by later this afternoon.
Well, it may be rainy outside, but it's sunny in here in the studio, and a big reason for that is our co-host today, Jim Lambert from Art Realty. Hey, Jimmy.
Yes, absolutely. I am the sunshine.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And it will be sunny by 5 o'clock when I golf.
Yeah. Jim just holding out there for Winding Creek there. So, guys, April showers bring May flowers is what I was thinking. No, August 12th, and, you know, big news in the, you know, typically we don't talk about this kind of stuff.
Entertainment news.
Yeah, we lost Robin Williams, and I got to tell you guys, that is truly, truly sad and heartbreaking. I was a big fan of Robin Williams. We were kind of talking at the North Point office today, and even at Art Realty, too. You know, he had a profound effect on so many generations, starting with Mork and Mindy all the way up with Aladdin. And, you know, one of my favorite movies of his was Good Morning Vietnam. And I kind of chuckled because every time I go on the air before, I just want to fight. Good morning, Holland. You know, just really light it up. And a lot of that due to, you know, his influence. And boy, pretty sad. I think it's safe to say that the world's a little less funny today without him. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. So I actually, like you said, not to put too fine of a point on it, but I did do a little bit of research because, you know, again, mental illness, it is absolutely, it's a true thing. It happens. You know, for him to pass away the way that he did, obviously there is more going on there.
The state of Michigan has recently started some more programs towards helping people with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up on their website.
Yep. Go to Michigan.gov. But actually, here in Ottawa County, before I went, I went on to, OttawaMI.org.
Mm-hmm.
Just look up Ottawa County. Yeah, My Ottawa.
My Ottawa.
Right. And I went on Community Mental Health website. And they actually do have an emergency
hotline.
If you would, like a crisis hotline.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, if you're out there, if you're struggling, and again, you know, mental illness, it's a real thing. And obviously, if you don't feel comfortable calling 911, the help numbers for the Grand Haven area are 616-842-HELP or 4357. They also have a local Holland number, 616-396-4357. So I know it doesn't have a lot to do with the home zone, although really to keep part of your home, you have to be kind of feeling mentally stable.
Stressed.
So, yeah.
Or stressed.
There we go. So, anyway, kind of a sidebar, but certainly a salute to Robin Williams. Certainly enjoyed him as an actor and will greatly be missed. But on a different note, what we're talking about today, Jimmy, did you hear that Zillow recently purchased, I would say, how you describe it, an internet real estate company like Zillow, Trulia?
Yes, they did. Actually, I did hear that because I am one of Zillow's premier agents, so we are aware of that.
That's correct. And they purchased them for I don't know how many billions of dollars, more money
ridiculous.
Than...
Ridiculous. Yeah,
right. I didn't get any of that, by the way.
No, you didn't get a check?
No.
Okay.
Man.
So, well, here's the thing. You know, we do this show from week to week, and Zillow has become really, I mean, it's really caught on a lot. Obviously, you're a Zillow agent, but, you know, years ago in 94, when I first started in mortgages, you know, real estate was done so much different. And so the question as we were talking this week was, you know, and again, we're a radio show that highlights real estate agents and highlights real estate transactions. But there is a question that always kind of lingers with me is, was Zillow being out there and Craigslist, you know, really, what is the benefit of the MLS or multi-listing system? So that's kind of what we thought we'd talk about today. I kind of poke a little bit and see, you know. So, Jimmy, let's just start that off. And in your opinion, as an agent, you know, because I'm sure, do you get asked that? Yeah, go ahead, Di.
You didn't give the phone number in case people want to call us.
Oh, well, I figured that Diane, my producer, could do that. But, yeah, you're right. If you want to call in, 616-395-1450. Also, if you want to listen to the podcast, you can go to www.whtc.com and go to the podcast. But, yeah, call in, 616-395-1450. And,
okay.
Again, talking about... Why do you know? Again, with Zillow and everything, what do you get when you get that question, or do you get that question?
No, we really don't get that question.
Oh,
that
no,
often.
We're giving it to you.
How you like that now? Yeah.
But the reality is that more and more people go online and use Zillow or other. You know, Zillow's the main one,
mm-hmm.
but you know they know. Pretty much what house they're looking for. They search around and they know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
The one disadvantage or one advantage, you know, MLS versus Zillow is that a lot of times the houses that get on Zillow are 3 to 4 days old by the time they hit their website. So in today's market, they could be gone.
Oh, that's a good point because houses really are. I mean, literally, Laura Durham from Art Realty is listing a house. The house listed today, actually, and she was commenting on she has multiple showings already tonight. So from that point of view, the speed of selling your house, that's definitely, we'll put that in the check column for the MLS versus Zillow. What are, in your opinion, are some other, because, you know, again, working with agents for almost 20 years, I kind of understand it. But for most people who don't, you know, they think, well, you know, put it on the internet and away you go. But one of the things that we were talking about, and you can kind of speak to this, Jim, is, you know, price. When you're pricing out your house, being competitive and knowing the market is so very important. And on Zillow, if you put it on Zillow, you can put whatever number you want on that house, but it's going to give you the Zestimate, which isn't always correct. But again, that number sticks in people's head. And I don't know, Jimmy, other than doing a comparative market analysis, that's probably one of the best ways to find the value. And the only ones that can do that, to my knowledge, are real estate agents.
Yeah, that's true. And again, you got to remember with Zillow, you're dealing with a couple different factors. You have, you know, the listings that come off MLS, they pull right to Zillow. You have for sale by owners. You have make me move. So the ones that come from the MLS have already had the research done. But like I said, they're a little late. The ones for sale by owners, the price is an issue.
Okay. By the way, guys, you're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC. I am Jeff from North Point Bank. Come on back. We're talking about Zillow. You're back in the zone here on 1450 Holland's News Leader. I keep saying hometown station. WHTC Holland's News Leader. I'm Jeff from North Point Bank, member FDIC.
The News Leader.
Correct. An equal housing lender. By the way, we want to sit and thank our sponsors. We're sponsored by Art Realty in Zealand and, of course, Transnation Title, Jim with Art Realty. And we're talking today about Zillow. And as a consumer, why would I want to use an agent over just doing Zillow and Craigslist and stuff like that? So right in the middle of, I think, a pretty interesting conversation, if you want to voice your opinion and call in, 616-395-1450 is the number. We will do our very best to answer you the best way we know how, for better or worse. This is live radio, so better or worse, you may get we don't know, but we'll give it a shot. So, you know, again, we talked a little bit about price point before we went to the break, and I do think as a consumer sometimes, I do think that if a house is listed for sale by owner, it's because the house is possibly overpriced. Now, that could be, I could be a little skewed from years in the business and knowing so many real estate agents, so I don't know if that's 100% accurate with what generally most people think out there on the street, but again, that would be just my own my own view on that. Now, Jim, what are some other reasons that, again, I mean, now, again, the other part I want to make sure that everybody understands, Zillow is a great tool, and this is by no means trying to attack Zillow, because, again, agents use Zillow, we use Zillow all the time. I think it's a great tool, but I think what I wanted to try to highlight is that it is a tool, but there is definitely benefits to having agents. So that's what we're trying to highlight. So just so, again, we're not trying to beat up Zillow. They do a great job and a great thing. And if they want to advertise in the Home Zone, that would be great.
Yeah, there you go.
Always a spin, right? But so what do we, you know, now what, let's talk about, you know, again, exposure. Yeah, that's kind of important,
okay,
too.
Yeah, let's get one thing. I'll get back to the price. I mean, if you look in the national, this is national average, but, you know, that's what they use, and if you look on the internet, I'm sure you'll find it. But they're saying the average price for a home, if for Fisbol, they listed at 184, it's really worth 230. So, I mean, that's quite a bit of gap of people not understanding the value of their home. So
right. If
you overprice your home, 90% of your people are going to come to your home in the first 2 weeks. So if your home is overpriced, you're going to run the problem that you've lost all your best clients.
Okay.
You know,
so
and then you're going to probably end up listing it because after a few weeks, most for sale by owners list anyhow.
Okay. So what you're saying, just to clarify that, and this isn't obviously every case, but for the most part, the best time is the first 2 weeks when that house is on the market. That's when you're going to get kind of the most action, if you will, and people are going to be the most interested. And it's going to hurt you. It may, we always have to make sure we do, but it may hurt you because, again, once you do a price reduction on a house, sometimes people are less likely to go back through.
Like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Why didn't it? You know,
yeah.
It's funny. In this market, though, I wonder if people are on houses that are sitting on the market for a while, if people aren't saying to themselves, hey, what is wrong with it? Because my neighbor's house just sold in
right. You
know, 3 hours. So not quite that, but, you know, so definitely exposure. You are right about that. If a house gets repriced, I mean, Di, you're, you know, again, it's kind of nice having you on here because, of course, Jim and I, we are, in, you know,
you're involved in
right,
the business.
We're involved in it, so it's very easy for our opinions to get skewed.
Well, I do see some houses, even in Holland, a city, there's some in my neighborhood that have been on market for more than a few months. I don't know. I haven't looked up, like, what they're asking for them or anything like that, but... You know, I wonder why they're sitting on the market that long.
Well, and it was funny because before coming over here, we were at Art Realty, and we pulled up some of the for sale by owner listings on Zillow, and it was crazy. One of the houses in Zealand, it was listed for almost $100,000 more than the Zillow's estimate. And we've all conferred that the Zestimate is not necessarily the catch-all, end-all
right.
answer, but... When you're $100,000 over that, as a consumer, you're going to be like, I don't know. It seems a little,
pricing.
Makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, because if you're, I mean, reality is people are going on Zillow. They're looking. They know the houses are there. So they get out there, they're going to look, and they're going to look
right.
at the Zestimate just like they do at the SCV on taxes and say, well, twice that value should be what the house is worth. Now, we know that's not always the case, but it's definitely going to, make you think twice before you take a look at it.
Well, the website lets you put, like, parameters on price you're willing, the price house that you're looking for, maybe how many bedrooms, bathrooms, garage, air conditioning and all that. I mean, it shows that information. People can choose, and then it should bring only the houses up that have what they want, right?
Yep, correct. Yep,
okay.
yep you can sort through it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing, though, I will say it again. Zillow is a great tool, but it's the old saying about garbage in and garbage out. You know, that's the one great thing about our MLS system is that there, and Jim could speak to this, you know, the agents, they are tasked with making sure that the information that they put out there is accurate. Now, I'll tell you something, we're blessed in this area because not only Art Realty, but Caldwell, Remax, Green Ridge, you know, we got a lot of great Keller Williams. We got a lot of great agents out there that are very ethical. They do a great job, and not that every for sale by owner isn't, but I mean, wouldn't you agree, Jim, that the amount that is it Wimlar?
Yeah, absolutely. If we put a listing on Wimlar and we forget to put a cross street, we're going to get an email within 24 hours saying you've got 48 hours to make this correction, or we forgot the acreage. Or I mean, they monitor very good.
Okay, good stuff. You're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Come right on back. You're back here on The Zone, The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader. I am your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. And we are talking a little bit about Zillow. By the way, Market Watch, did you love the tie?
Yeah,
the Zillow commercial. Hmm. And Jim and Ryan are both Zillow-approved agents. And like I said, I know I said this at the beginning, but if anybody who kind of caught it halfway through, this by no means is taking a shot at Zillow, because I think Zillow is a great tool. I just think, like I said, that there's you need to use it as a tool and not the catch-all, end-all. One of the examples is that you can list your house for sale by owner on Zillow. And so, Jim, now if we kind of get in a little bit to for sale by owner stuff, you know, what are your thoughts, and why do you think there are so many more for sale by owners on Zillow? I mean, I think Ryan pulled it up. Ryan Dawson, by the way, from Art Realty, agent to the stars. Ryan couldn't be with us today. But, you know, there were 59 for sale by owners on Zillow just in our area. So, you know, that comes back to then a lot of more people are doing, you know, the for sale by owner. And that always comes to the age-old question, for sale by owner or real estate agent? You know, but what's the difference? So,
yeah, I mean, the one thing I'll hit on Zillow and then we'll get away from that is Zillow is a tool that a lot of people use. I mean, technology has advanced. People know, they look at the houses, they know what they want. Time they get to an agent, they have all these houses. That's why it baffles me that now you're starting to see some agencies actually increasing their commission rate when the internet's doing a lot of the work. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case at Art Realty, because we still have the low
flat fee structure with Art Realty.
There you go.
What's that commission rate? What is it?
Low.
Low? Yep. Call us and find out.
That's right. List for less with Art Realty. Art Realty's phone number, Jim, is...
Whoa. Jim, I'll give you my number.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. What's your number?
Now, our Realty number is 772-5478. Live radio, all right?
Live radio, better for worse. List for less with Art Realty. But, no, you make a great point, is that, you know, again, I certainly agents, they do a great job. They deserve the money that they make. There is no way, I don't think anybody would deny that. But there is a lot more technology, and I think that, yeah, the two philosophies are very true, that you can either list for less or, you know, there are companies that are trying to increase their fees. And, you know, again, that's to each their own, and we'll kind of leave that one alone. But definitely yeah. Zillow is a great tool.
Right. And to get to your other question, for sale by owners, I'll be perfectly honest with you, there are people that have the capability, skills, and can list their house for sale by owner, and it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, that's reality. Nobody's going to deny that. But the bulk of the people, it's really probably a mistake. You know, because of pricing is one issue. Then you also have security. How do you know who you're bringing through your house? You know, as Jeff brought up, have somebody brought up Craigslist killers?
Right.
I'm not
yeah.
saying that's the case, but do you really know who you're taking through your house?
Right. And to be honest with you, if somebody's going to get taken out for listing my house, I'd rather it be Jimmy.
Terrible.
No, but you're right. Security, definitely a big thing. And maybe just because I'm a banker, but I don't think people realize the paperwork. The amount of paperwork and liability, the legal liability of the paperwork. I mean, people think agents just show up and they do, you know, a six-page form and say, hey, great, here we go. But it's not that at all.
No.
No, and a big part, like you said, is that when an agent brings a buyer to the house, they're ready to go. You know, they've met at North Point with Jeff or wherever. They've been pre-approved. We know they're good to go. If you have a buyer just show up at your door for sale by owner, you go through the whole process.
Of finding out if they can do it.
Yeah, and then you get your house, your dream house that you want to buy, and then you go to closing and find out the buyer can't even afford your house, and then you just have to go right back through everything all over again.
Yes.
And plus, you know, there's something to be said about skilled, you know, a lot of skilled agents, because, again, stuff happens with transactions all the time. It just, it's part of life. You know, just, it's crazy. You can think of a million different reasons, but for your skilled agents, they know the business, they understand both sides of it, and, you know, there are sometimes when transactions are going the wrong way and going south, a good agent can save that transaction because they understand that, oh, well, it's a single, or, you know, whatever, that they understand that North Point Bank has a portfolio program, or maybe XYZ Bank has something, but because they have the experience in the market and they've been through it, they can tell you, you know, in this particular circumstance, this is what we need to do. And it could be the difference between selling your house and not selling your house. Wouldn't you agree, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, because otherwise, if your buyer was educated enough, did get pre-approved, like you said, all they did was get pre-approved. You don't really know the type of house, you said, you know, and what other issues may pop up. And if you don't have that skill and knowledge to be able to scramble at the end and pull it all together, the deal's going to fall apart.
Yeah, it certainly can. By the way, though, for people that are looking to do list their house, and also some investors and first-time homebuyers, we got a great seminar coming up. Jimmy, want to give us some info on that?
Yep, we have a seminar actually 2 weeks from Thursday, the 28th. We're going to address sellers from 5 to 5:40. So we'll be talking, you know, people about, you know, listing your house. Again, we're going to cover why list with a realtor. You know, they'll go through all that process, give you some tips on that of how to get your house ready. 6 to 6:40, we're going to be covering investors. We're going to be investors anywhere from ones that want to buy a house and rent it to flip a house, and to investors, which I'll throw out there now. We actually have a program where we help people who maybe ran into a tough patch in their life, but they're getting their stuff straightened out and they can't go to the bank. Well, we have a program where we can help them buy that house. We're looking for investors who want to be part of that program. So feel free to give us a call. You can call the office at 772-5478. Talk to Steve or give me a call at 886-0831, and we'll be able to talk some more about that.
Absolutely.
And the third part of the seminar, it's my radio now, Jeff.
Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, Jeff. Jeez, give him a mic. He's scary.
From 7 to 7:40, we'll be covering buyers, anywhere from first-time home buyers to buyers that have been around. Jeff will be there from North Point to cover, you know, that process on the buying end. So, yeah, we're looking to have a good crowd come the 28th.
All right, great. Well, folks, we're bringing the Home Zone to an end here. So you're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's news leader. You've been in the zone, the Home Zone.
You want to say the North Point base on that?
You can reach me at North Point Bank at 616-726-5590. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 12:30 in the zone, the Home Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com. And join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.